Hi there. The word for today is, don't let jealousy destroy your marriage. In 1 John 4 verse 18, the Bible says, such love has no fear, because perfect or mature love expels all fear. Solomon writes in Song of Solomon 8 verse 6, jealousy is cruel as the grave. There are many practical applications for this verse, but one, the obvious one, is that jealousy can cause the death of a marriage or a relationship. When you're jealous of your partner, you distrust them and try to control their every move. That's doubly true when somebody in your past has betrayed you. Your fear of it happening again can make your spouse feel like his or her feet are always being held to the fire. And you know what? If you keep doing it long enough, you'll create the very thing you fear. You'll end up driving them away. And even if they do stay, they may live in emotional isolation without ever fully giving themselves to you. With that in mind, here's what the Bible says in 1 John 4 verse 16, reading from the New Living Translation. We know how much God loves us, and listen to it, we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect or mature. Such love has no fear, because perfect or mature love expels all fear. Did you get that? When you know that God loves you in spite of your imperfections, your sense of self-worth grows, and you start believing that you are worthy of love, and when that happens, it's easier to believe and accept that your spouse really does love you too, and that they will be faithful to you. That's like getting out of prison, a prison of your own making called jealousy. Today, God wants to set you free from jealousy and give you the relationship you've always longed for. Pray and talk to Him about it, okay? That's the word for you today.